This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the transition week to early summer. The third week of the golden buttercup moon and the first week of the sun in Gemini. The golden buttercup moon wanes throughout the remainder of May, reaching apogee, its benign position farthest from Earth on May 26th, then entering its final quarter at the same time. Rising in the middle of the day and setting in the middle of the night, this moon passes overhead in the early morning, encouraging all creatures to feed and mate. This week, lunar conditions are ideal for planting all garden flowers and vegetables. The moon will tell the seeds to swell and sprout. The Gemini sun and the late golden buttercup moon bring out the first shiny blue damselflies near waterways. Bass spawn in farm ponds and in rivers and lakes. White-spotted skippers and red admiral butterflies visit the garden. Gold-collared blackflies swarm in the pastures, and leafhoppers look for corn. Scorpion flies hunt in the barnyard. Daddy longlegs roam the undergrowth, lurking in clustered snake root. Bright green six-spotted tiger beetles race along the maze of deer paths in parks and woodlots. Grasshoppers buzz and hop in the fields. Northern spring field crickets, the first crickets of the year to sing, are singing. Fledgling robins and grackles are out of the nest. Reckless adolescent groundhogs wander the roadside. Along the coast of the eastern Atlantic, sea turtles begin to come ashore to lay their eggs under Gemini. And deep in the southern swamps, male alligators bellow out their courtship calls beneath the full high trees. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of early summer. In the meantime, watch the golden buttercup moon wane until it brings in early summer.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.